वञ्चितः नेच्छन्ननु करोत्यज्ञः क्लैभ्यात् क्रीडो मृगा यथा विप्रलब्धो महिष्यैवम् सर्वप्रकृतिवञ्चितः नेच्छन्नुकरोत्यज्ञः क्लैभ्यात् क्रीडा मृगो यथा विप्रलब्धो महिष्यैवम् सर्वप्रकृतिवञ्चितः नेच्छन्नुकरोत्यज्ञः क्लैभ्यात् क्रीडा मृगो यथा
विप्रलब्धो मनुष्यैव सर्वप्रकृतिवाञ्छितः नेच्छननु करोति यज्ञः क्लैभ्यात् क्रीडा मृगो यतः
Thank you. What meaning? Vipralabdha, captivated. Mahishya, by the queen. Evam, thus. Sarva, all. Prakriti, existence. Vanchitaha, being cheated. Na icchan, without desiring. Anukaroti, used to follow and imitate. Agnyaha, the foolish king. Klaibhyat, by force. Kridamrgaha, a pet animal. Yatha, just like. Translation. In this way, King Puranjana was captivated by his nice wife and was thus cheated. Indeed, he became cheated in his whole existence in the material world. Even against that poor foolish king's desire, he remained under the control of his wife, just like a pet animal that dances according to the order of its master. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The word vipralabdha is very significant in this verse. Vi means specifically, and Prabdha means obtained. Just to satisfy his desires, the king got the queen and thus he became cheated by material existence. Although he was not willing to do so, he remained a pet animal under the control of material existence. Just as a pet monkey dances according to the desires of its master, the king danced according to the desires of the queen. In Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2, it is stated, Mahat Sevam Dwaramahur Vimukte. If one associates with a saintly person, a devotee, one's path of liberation becomes clear. But if one associates with a woman or with a person who is too much addicted to a woman, his path of bondage becomes completely clear. On the whole, for spiritual advancement, one must give up the company of women. This is what is meant by the order of sannyasa, the renounced order. Before taking sannyasa or completely renouncing the material world, one has to practice avoiding illicit sex. Sex life, licit or illicit, is practically the same. But through illicit sex, one becomes more and more captivated. By regulating one's sex life, there is a chance that one may eventually be able to renounce sex or renounce the association of women. If this case can be done, advancement in spiritual life comes very easily. How one becomes captivated by the association of one's dear wife is explained in this chapter by Narada Muni. Attraction for one's wife means attraction for the material qualities. One who is attracted by the material quality of darkness is in the lowest stage of life, whereas one who is attracted by the material quality of goodness is in a better position. Sometimes we see that when a person is on the platform of material goodness, he is attracted more or less by the cultivation of knowledge. This is, of course, a better position, for knowledge gives one the preference to accept devotional service. Unless one comes to the platform of knowledge, the Brahma Bhuta stage, one cannot advance in devotional service. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18:54, Brahma Bhutaha Prasannatma Na Shochati Na Kankshati Samaha Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mat Bhaktim Labate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In this state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. The platform of knowledge is advantageous because it is a means by which one may come to the stage of devotional service. However, if one takes to devotional service directly, knowledge is revealed without separate endeavor. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:27. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitah Janayatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadahaitukam. Devotional service automatically reveals actual knowledge of our material existence. One who is sufficiently intelligent immediately attains the stage of renunciation of so-called society, family and love, as well as other things. As long as we are attached to society, family and love of the material world, there is no question of knowledge, nor is there a question of devotional service. By directly taking to devotional service, however, one becomes filled with knowledge and renunciation. In this way, one's life becomes successful. Thus end Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada of the 4th canto, 25th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Descriptions of the Characteristics of King Puranjana.
Sadhavaki Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So today is a very special day. It is the Bahulasa as well as the appearance of the Lord Yudhishthira Prabhu, and it's also this very important verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So within 1 hour I try to finish all this. This verse is the story of Puranjana is an allegory. So this way Narayana, he is explaining to the king that Prasidhavari about the Puranjana. So in order to see the king, so this is about a king or a queen, he is interesting for him. But actually each of these examples has a double meaning. The external meaning is one thing, and then there has another meaning, as explained in the previous verse, that the queen is like the intelligence. So if the intelligence is engaged in Krishna service, then it's transcendental intelligence. If intelligence is engaged in the sense gratification of the material world, then it's bring us down. So this third part, Prabhupada just focuses on the external example, but in the previous third part, he's focusing more on the intelligence of the person. So we have to see later. Our King proceeded by, he said, "What does this story mean? What does it mean?" And then there's a whole other section in which Narayana, he explains what this story means. So we have to see it from the multiple layers. Now, in this verse, we know that, generally speaking, a man needs a woman, a woman needs a man. This is, of course, you don't die if you don't have luck. Generally, this is the situation. But in the Vedic culture, there's a brahmacharya life, there's a grihastha life, there's a vanaprastha, and then a sannyas. So, three different stages. Four of those, one is to the servant. And in the grihastha life, one has the right or the license to have children, your family, to have relations. So, in that grihastha life, they get to experience the one. What is the natural happiness? And the idea is that they should go down there to the unlimited Brahma Sokam, or the Brahma Sokam Tarantam. So, one time we were with Srila Prabhupada, and he was walking in Raipur. So there were some bullocks, and they were going around and around, and they were with their feet, they were separating the mung dal from the bush. So then they're tied to a stick and they're going on a circle. He said, "What is that stick called?" Of course, we didn't know. He said, "That is called the Nidanda, the woman's stick." And generally, everyone is going around and around, all doing all their business, all this, that, because they're circling the woman. Because that's their happiness. But in a Krishna conscious situation, a woman is a devotee, man is a devotee, so they circle around Krishna together. And that's the difference. Prabhupada was saying, so this example is just an ordinary example, but if you have a Krishna conscious wife, then the idea is you should be circling around Krishna. And that also the wife will encourage the husband in his old age that he can do the vanaprastha and all that, and later he can, he can do the sannyas, maybe. So this a difference between the material life and the spiritual life is that, of course, just lucid sex doesn't make it transcendental anything. It's still can bind you. So eventually you have to get free from that and see the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. So with a Krishna conscious wife, it's more possible. So I had a son disciple came to me, and he was in a hurry, his parents were preaching, "You have to marry this girl, she's good, she's she's a negative, she eats 4 pounds, she's a vegetarian." So he married her, under the pressure of his mother and father. Later, after they had a baby, and she was about, married, say, a year and a half, then she started to eat chicken. And she said, "Well, you know, I was a kind of meat-eating background. I tried for a year and a half, but I long to eat meat." So he gave me, "Okay, I don't know, I'm attached, I have a baby, now my wife, she's starting, now vegetarian, what do I do?" Now, this is the situation. Why one should marry, if you decide to get married, you're not a devotee. Because otherwise, you're not listening to them. They're not involved with anything to get married. It says it came to with Valiyaras. Sukracharya says, 8 ways you can lie. And one of them is that to get married. So they do anything. "Oh yes, I'll do vegetarian, I'll do..." But unless they're already practicing for some time, you never know. So this is the situation, this is the problem. Of course, if you can live together, if you can be a brahmachari, sannyasi your whole life, well, you simplify the situation. But you have to be... the idea is, one or other, you have to fight with fire. So what is the situation that we are most strong in? like the Prabhupada gives the example of the elephant and the alligator. They're fighting in the water. So the alligator is an animal of the water. So he has the advantage over the elephant, who is the animal of the land. So some people, maybe renunciation is better for them. And some people, maybe living as a guest is better. So accordingly, they should take the position which of their strength. But the idea is we should fight with Maya. We should try to do our devotional service. So to do that, like they asked once, our Lord Chaitanya or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what is the most important thing for a Grihastha or someone who is going to enter Grihastha life? And he said the most important thing is your meat, your soul should be Krishna conscious. That's the most important. Because if that's not there, it's the ultimate goal. So, that's the one thing. Of course, we can see that the attraction we have to care about. At the same time, we should see how this attraction is not. This example is given with a purely material relationship. It is not with a Krishna conscious relationship. Although the danger is always there. So today we have two teachers together, Ashtami and Navami. So Ashtami, Guru Ashtami, is the day that the Radhakunda appeared. So I had the great opportunity to visit Radhakunda and hear the first time how the Radhakunda appeared. There, see, Arishtasura, he was defeated by Lord Krishna. So, he came and he had killed this demon, but the demon came in the form of a calf. So, Radha said, don't come near us, because you're condemned. You're just killed a bull. So, you're a bull. So, we don't want to touch you. So he wanted to enjoy his rascal or something. So he said, well, how do I get purified? I am a real pure. I don't know. They said, you do whole hotel, so you have to get purified. He said, do it in all holy rivers. Okay. Come on, holy rivers of here. So they all came. Yes, sir. I want you to come here on this, he made a Shankunda. And so all the holy rivers, they came. And then he took his bath, he came out. And he said, well, okay, now I'm sure. But then he and his kunda, Radharani wanted to make her kunda. So she called thousands and thousands of sakis and gopis and manjaris, and they started to dig our kunda. So then, she had no, he said, oh, you don't have any water. Take the water from my kunda. He said, no, I won't take your water. So then, she was going to bring the water from the heavenly planets, from Manasi Ganga. So they're bringing down the water. And then all the holy places, they came to her and said, please, you are the supreme energy of the Lord. We want to serve you also. So let us serve you. So she turned to Lalita, what should I do? And Lalita said, since they are asking you, give them mercy. So she said, okay. So then the water from all the holy places, the Shantan Radhakunda, they are cut, and all that water came into the Radhakunda. So this Radhakunda is celebrated as a very dear to Lord Krishna, because it's very dear to Radharani. And every day they have their pastimes in this kunda. So sometimes the devotees, they were going to the Radha kunda and they jumped, and Prabhupada said, no, This is the most sacred place. So you should not jump and, like swim ordinary way. You have to be very, very respectful. So the system is, you should do ajivan and you should pray and just take oblation and come out. It's not for swimming, it's not for, like in the customs yoga or other kundas, you can swim. It's just for a very devotional oblation. So, it says even one time in your life, if you bathe in Radhakunda, you can get the same ecstatic love of Radharani for Krishna. Hari Rog! Hari Rog! Hari Rog! So, this Radhakunda is meant for the devotees to bathe, but it should be done very, very respectfully and very devotionally. Otherwise, it's not, because this is the most sacred place. Raghunath Das, he was a train about, so, Namasya Shyam Anumati Satchito Jamacha Sanvatam Tatsa Gajama Yudhmaning Gostaling Radha Kunda Giriram Aho Radhika Malvasam Yasya Pratita Hidaya Sigurum Tanghatosne. So, by the mercy of my Guru, I got the holy name, the best of the Mahamandra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And I also got the Gayatri Mantra, I got the association of Lord Chaitanya and Sudhamana. I was able to I get the association of Rajavasis, also the Radhakunda, Shyamakunda, and the Govardhan. All of this I got with the desire to serve Raya and Madhava, all by the mercy of my Guru, and I offer him my obeisances. Haribo. Haribo. So, this Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan, this was Lukta Tirtha. It was hidden. No one knew where it was. Lord Chaitanya went. He asked everyone, where is Radha Kunda? And no one could say. Then he found these two ponds, small ponds. After 5,000 years, they had become very small. So he found in the paddy field these two ponds. So he died there, and the relatives were surprised, why are you dying in this paddy field? And he said, this indentation, this small pond, is actually Radhakunda. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we found out where is Radhakunda, where is Shyamakunda, and there, that was excavated by the six Goswamis. So, now today, like Bahulasa, this Bahul Astami is rather, this is thousands and thousands of devotees of this Radhakunda and take their ablution. Some offering lamps, some offering garlands, some offering flowers. So this Radhakunda is mentioned in the Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, written by Rupa Goswami and translated by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So, if you can read the short book, 11 verses, it gives a very brief history. It also tells how the Radhakunda is so special. So, today is the day when the Radhakunda appeared. And sometimes they saw the lotus feet of Radharani on this day in some places. I don't know here if they do. But that's a special day. So we want to remember the Radhakunda day and also pray to Ishwari Srimati Radharani for her blessings. Jai Sri Radha. Shyam. The other, somehow the two deities seem to have fallen today. So today is also the Navami, which is Dhir Chandra's of Wednesday. So Dhir Chandra was the son of Lord Nityananda. Now, many children were born to Nityananda, but Avniram Ramdas, he would come and pay obeisances to them, and they would die. Because his obeisance was so strong that if he paid obeisance to a Sariram Sila, which was not a real Sila, he would get so much devotion, and just break it in powder. If he paid his obeisance to some son of Nityananda, if he was not worthy, be a son of the Supreme Lord Nityai Prabhu. That son died. So, like this, so many sons died. So he was afraid. But Avram came and he killed Rakshai Vishnu. He appeared as the son of Lord Nityananda. So he could take the obeisance of Avram. So, he survived. And he had a sister who was Ganga Goswami, and she's also the she's actually Ganga Devi. So today is Dhir Chandra's appearance. So Dhir Chandra took initiation from his mother, his stepmother is Janva Devi. He took the mantra, and his own mother was Vasudha. So Vasudha Dharma, they're the daughters of Suryadas Star Killer. That's another star. So, Dhir Chandra Prabhu, he was a great preacher. He was non-distant from Lord Nityananda. So, he came, like he would go in some words, if they were all converted to Islam, that time by the Mughal rule, they would possibly convert people, we heard. He'd go and he'd convince them to take Krishna, and they would take his initiation. So, like this, he was a great preacher. So he'd take permission of his guru, Jadavadevi, he and his mother, he decided to go to Vrindavan. So on the way, it says that he visited Adi Satyagram, and there he saw the son of Ardhan Datta Thakur. He visited Shantipur, where he was greeted by a kirtan by the son of Advaita. He visited Navadip, where he saw the house of Lord Chaitanya. He visited Srinivas Acharya's house in what's that place called? Forget. He also went to Srikhanda, where he was greeted by Raghunandan Thakur and others. So, like this, he went to Katwa, saw Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. Then he went like this, twice after twice. Finally, he went to Kukki Trigap, where he was greeted by Anartam Das Thakur, and then he went to Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, he saw Jiva Goswami, and he also saw the toll of the holy forest. So he was in complete ecstasy seeing these holy forests like that. Now, somehow, in his travels, he was doing kirtan. So he was arrested, or he was brought to the court of the son of Hussein Shah, the Mughal ruler of that place. And his one sister was crazy. She was, why was she crazy? So he said, if you're a real sadhu, you can kill my sister, otherwise I'll kill you. So he killed his sister. So he said, okay, you're a sadhu, so I don't touch you. If you want any gift, please take it. He said, well, there's a stone in your wall. I like this stone. A stone in my wall? No, I'll get gold, diamonds, anything. No, I just want a stone in your wall. What stone is that? So he went out and looked at the wall, and there was a very big black stone, which was actually like a shalagram shield, but huge. It was maybe like 6 feet. So that was in the base of the wall. So he was hiding it out. No, that's no trouble. We'll get it out. Can I have it? Is it? Take it? But don't destroy my wall. So they had his devotees lead kirtan, and they were chanting kirtan. So then that rock, boom, popped out. King was surprised. And so he wrapped it with the chili, and he said, take it to the Ganges. So they, with great effort, elephants and people, this large stone, they took to the Ganges. Then at that time, he wrapped with a rice straw. So then he said, throw it in the Ganges. He said, throw it in the Ganges. All their effort, and throw it in the Ganges. He said, yeah, yeah, throw it in the Ganges. So he threw it in the Ganges, and threw it. And there's like a boat floating on the water. And it flew down, folded down the stream. So they, like this, Lord Chandra, he did all kinds of miraculous things. So there, Lord Chandra had given the order that rock should wait for the corridor. He also, at the chapel where Lord Vidya was born, today that's called Birchandapur, because then Birchandra worshipped the Vanki Rai Devi. So anyway, he went down to Korda, and then the rock was waiting. So he took the rock in. He killed Vanki, but that deity was too small. So he put the deity across the river in Hooghly. So then another deity he carved, that deity was too big. So he put that deity somewhere else in the north of Korda. And now the, what was the name? He made that deity. So that deity was destroyed. So that deity is there in Korda, the Shyam Sundar Devi. So that Devi, they say, if the Devi sweats, if he perspires, the Fujari dies. So the Fujari tries to keep the Devi happy. So like this, Vedjamrugo, he made all kinds of disciples and branches of Lord Chaitanya's tree. So, as he was Nityananda, he was the biggest teacher. So, we especially want the mercy of Vedjamrugo Prabhu, so that we can also preach the message of Lord Chaitanya. Anitagor. Jai Vedjamrugo Prabhu ki. So, so 7 minutes for questions and comments. Today, I take the days of the affairs of the Vedjamrugo and Bahulashtami. Also, Swami. Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. Any comments? Ananda Bhakti Mark Maharaj. I want to repeat that today. So anyone else has a question? Okay.
Hare Krishna. I had a question, Maharaj. How do you do it? 2 years ago, you went through this difficult experience, this accident, if you will, and your mind is clear, your thoughts are totally clear, your intelligence is in order. How do you do it? It's a personal question.
How do I do it? It's the mercy of Prabhupada, Kamala Rashyar. But somehow, all the devotees, so many were praying that GDCs were giving blessings. So somehow, although they said, here also the Mr. Hinduja, he came to see me, he said, the doctors say, you're a miracle case because nobody survives the kind of stroke you had. If you survive, there are basket cases. So somehow, I survived and I still got memory and a good consciousness. So I just take it as a mercy of Vaishnavas and Krishna. But it was wonderful to see the Toronto Temple again. On my way from LA, I flew the Toronto and then came down to Atlanta for the Paniyati Festival. So, because after I took initiation in Montreal, I was made the president there. And that time I questioned, I'm so young, how can I be the president? But Prabhupada said, don't be body conscious. You have to carry out all the rules. So that was it. But then he said, you should nourish yourself all the job. And so I handled, at that time there was the French movement. So Sitati was our secretary. So he made him the president. I went to Toronto and started the Toronto Center. And then I handed that over to Jagadish Prabhu at that time. And so then I was called to LA. Where Prabhupada briefed me and said I have to go to India. So, but it was very nice to come home to Toronto. You've done a wonderful job in Canada and made so many of the big temples. When we were there, we were just on Beverly Street. Just a small flat. Just somehow we started. And Alastair Noni was there and Adhavaris and Raktak Vaishnav, a few others. So we were very happy to see how the Canadian Yatra is now extended at 243 Albany Road, great big, previously a church, now it's a Hare Krishna temple. So all the way here, so how do you do it?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, thank you for inspiring class. We heard glories of Sri Radha Kund. I want to ask, in Mayapur there is also Gaurakund. So if is it by taking bath in Gaurakund, do one get same mercy like taking bath in Radha Kund, or is there any known glories of Gaurakund?
I don't know which kunda you are referring as a Gaurakunda, but there is a Radha Kunda in Mayapur. That's in Ritujit. So we located that our Radha and Shyam Kunda in Mayapur, in Avadidam. So some of the holy dams are all present because Radha Radhika, seen the Navaridham, and Lord Krishna was so pleased with her making the Navaridham for him that he said all the holy places, just like in Vrindavan and like in Rajadham, they are also going to appear in Navaridham. So we have also Radha Guna, Shyam Guna, that in Ritudi. So I don't, certainly if there's a Gaurakunda, you get mercy there, but whether it's the same mercy, I don't want to say. Yes, Mahabhu? Mike?
Maharaj, in the today's verse, Puranjani story, La Prabhupada in the purport, it said that where this sit or illicit, everything is all useless. So married life defined is actually when 99% people get married, and it's very difficult in Kali Yuga to people to follow the regulative system. So it means whatever is going on in the society is everything illicit, and that's why people don't make spiritual progress. So is there any way people can come out of it, because it's impossible to come out from the sex life?
Some grihasthas ask Lord Chaitanya what we can do as a grihastha. So he said, as a Vaishnava, you should avoid that association. He said, ak asadhu, sri sangi, Krishna bhaktar, that associating with men who see women as simply objects of enjoyment, associated with a non-devotee, these two things are very bad. So the idea is that we need to purify our vision, that we don't see women or men as objects of our sex enjoyment. We see them as our Swahadharmani, as our companion in our religion, and together we do service to Krishna. So like this, King Yayati, of course he enjoyed a full grihastha life, but later he came to that conclusion that I'm like there's a he-goat and there's a she-goat, and they're having a relation all the time. But, so then he said, there's like me and you, we are having relations, but we should see beyond that to the higher spiritual reality, this attachment is not going to lead us to the liberation. So like that, in the end of his life, he became more detached. So there's a stage when people go through and they experience what is the material life, but they should go beyond that stage eventually when they get older. Over some 50, 60, they should engage in Krishna service. So now we're finding that our grihasthas and our ladies, they do a lot of seva. So because of that, they are special. They do a lot of seva. And so if we can see them as Krishna devotees, that's the ideal situation. Someone asked me, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, what advice I have for grihasthas. So then I said, what could I give the problems of grihastha life? I said, I don't know, I'm a sannyasi. I don't know what the problems of grihastha life are. You should ask your grihasthas. So, we should try to do our service to Krishna. If we do this service for Krishna, that's the way to rise above this. As Prabhupada said, if we have the desire of the mode of goodness, then that's more helpful. But of course, we go beyond goodness to pure goodness, that we want the devotees to fully engage in Krishna service. And that we see that our grihasthas, they're leading sankirtans, they're leading yatras, they're leading temples. They're very special. They're not like ordinary conditioned souls. So we would like to encourage that devotees. You see, Prabhupada said, everyone should engage in Krishna service. And this way, that's how they get purified. Seeing all these our Krishna Leelas here on the wall. Someone said, how do I remember Krishna? So, he has so many pastimes. He has so lucky in his mouth, Damodar Leela. So, we think of the Leelas of Krishna. And this way, he can be transcendentally situated. So, at some point, we said, I was present when there was one couple. They're elderly, and they came to Prabhupada and they said, we want to take Vanaprastha, we want to be celibate. So Prabhupada said, good, all right, you're older people, so it's nice. And then the husband, he approached his wife again. And she said, how is it possible? We went to Prabhupada, we told him, and then you're coming to me for this? Why is that? So like that, there had some discussion. So, but anyway, that's not here or there, but the idea that at some point, when one's older, they become a celibate, and they try to fix themselves more on Krishna. So that's whatever it is, somehow they use the energies for Krishna consciousness. That's the secret of how they can transcend. There are also a lot of in the Gita Marga or other Margas, they have to teach sannyas to get liberation. But in the Bhakti Varga, no government, even grihasthas, they also achieve the success because they both are engaging in Krishna service. Like Vipra Sudama and others, they engage in Krishna service. So we should try to do that. We should try to engage ourselves fully in Krishna service. And we see that endless meanings that today this starts the strategic planning of the GTC, and we have many agrihastas and many devotees who have come to help the GTC in their deliberations. So these grihasthas have taken, in addition to their family responsibilities and their workload, they've also taken some responsibility for serving Krishna. So we are very grateful, and we think that these grihasthas are showing how one can engage energy in Krishna service. Hari Bol. So I should end here. You have to take your prasad, and if you're late. Okay, last question, or last comment from Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj.
Just very briefly, in Vrindavan and Vraj Mandala, there's one of the forests is Bahulavan. There is the village Kachuri where Putana was born. But there was a cow. The background of the Bahulastami day and of Bahulavan is there was a cow whose name was Bahula. And Bahula had a calf. So the calf was at home. Bahula went out to graze. She was coming back and a tiger confronted her. "I want to eat you." And Bahula said, "No, no, you got to let me go. I've got to feed my calf. Let my calf drink my milk." And the tiger said, "If I let you go, that's it, you're gone. And what am I going to eat? I want to eat you." And Bahula cow said, "No, no, don't worry. I'll go feed my calf and I'll come back and you can eat me." So the tiger, you know, there was some negotiation, discussion, but the Bahula cow insisted, "I will definitely come back and you can eat me, but I have to feed my calf first." So the tiger was waiting. Sure enough, a little later, the Bahula cow came back and said, "Okay, here I am. I fed my calf and I gave my word. Now you can eat me." And then, as I recall, the tiger disappeared and Krishna appeared and said, "Because you are so honest, I will accept you as my devotee and I'll accept you as my wife." So the Bahula cow became a wife of Krishna. And that's how Bahulavan, that's the background to Bahulavan. And it happened on this day, therefore it's called Bahulastami. It's dedicated to that cow. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram. So all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Vairagunda, all glories to Bahula Ravi, all glories to Durchandra Prabhu, all glories to the assembled Vaishnava, Vanchakalpa, Udrasa, Hipasindu Devacha, Pritanam Thavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha.